Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody ever told you. I just want to let you know that you're beautiful. Never met a girl quite like you. Yeah. Listen. You look so good to me, girl. I just want you in my world. Nobody ever told you.
Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope you can hear me well. Today I'd like to talk about the recent police killings and the verdict ruling here in South Florida for $4 for the family that had a relative that was murdered, a son, here in Florida, the state that I live in. First of all, that's depraved. Okay, I'm just going to put it like that. The state that I live in and with what happened to Trayvon Martin, not only is that evil, it's depravity. Depraved minded. That's a depraved mind. Do things like that. A depraved mind. A sick mind. Sick minded jury. A sick, evil judge. No, I take that back. Calling them sick minded is too good. That's like excusing them. It's a depraved mind is what caused that verdict to turn out like it was. Caused them to rule the way it did. And the judge reduced it even further. All I can say is only God can help you. He was murdered by a policeman. They have it labeled on YouTube, racist jury verdict in Florida, on YouTube. Well, it's beyond racism. It's beyond even. I mean, the value you put on human life is not very much. The value that you're putting on a human being's life, there's no value for a human being. Second of all, I'd like to say that the police killings with Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown Jr., Trayvon Martin was here in Florida, Martin Anderson at the Boys Camp in Panama City, Florida. That's an hour from here. It was an hour where Reverend Jesse Jackson came down here in March, which was a great. No one can find fault with Mr. Jackson, Reverend Jackson, for coming down here marching in Panama City, Florida, the heart where the beaches are, the heart of the Klan. It's racism. It's blatant. His hatred. Yes, he was killed. Smelling salt and ammonia chemicals in his nose are two different things altogether, but they were acquitted, of course. Also, I'd like to say that I come from a long line of police officers. I have a cousin who is the former dean of Tuskegee University, Tuskegee Institute. I have come from a long line of police officers, sheriffs even, from Alabama. James Meredith is my grandmother's cousin, my mother's cousin, my cousin. He's still living from Mississippi. Basically, I'm not bragging about who I'm related to. This is not to change my genealogy. But what I'm saying is they never killed anyone. I have brother-in-laws who are narcotics detectives of a narcotics department. They never killed anyone. So I'm telling you, when I have this long line of police officers and sheriffs and narcotics, over narcotics for over 10 or 15 men, which is not a lot to some people, maybe even over 20 men in the county that I'm from here in Florida. You don't have to kill them. That's murder. I'm telling you what I know. I don't care. But it's not necessary to murder. There are other ways. And for the lady with the mental illness who went to the Supreme Court, I'm sorry you lost at the Supreme Court, but he put 4 bullets in you. There should be accountability for that. It really should be. There should be some accountability for putting 4 bullets in a human being, a male or female. Basically, I just want to do this show because I know they don't have to kill people. I also come from a line of sharecroppers, relatives who were sharecroppers. I have relatives who have been to prison who have been beaten the crap out of by correction officers in state penitentiary. All kinds of things. Discrimination to no end against very close family members. Very, very close that hurts to no end. Reese Taylor, who recently passed away, who I'm grateful that Miss Oprah acknowledged her at the Golden Globe Awards and said what she did about her, because it's all true. She started the Me Too movement because she was raped by four white men, Reese Taylor. Thank you, Miss Oprah, for acknowledging her and honoring her and saying that that's when the real Me Too movement started, when Reese Taylor was walking home from church during segregation times. James Meredith, who integrated Ole Miss, Mississippi University. All those are great things, but the killings are deliberate. There's no way you can justify killing someone in a chokehold, that's in a chokehold, such as Mr. Eric Gardner. He was in a chokehold. You cannot tell me that you had to kill him in New York. I don't believe it. I personally just don't believe it. That's just all I'm saying. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe he had to be killed. Now, some of you may say I'm wrong, but I don't believe it, and I'm calling from my computer. Also, I'd like to say something else about criminal justice reform. That's what it's called in July 6th of 2018, criminal justice reform. I'm all for it. The whole system has failed. It's failed completely. From the killings to Chicago, Illinois, to the outright murders in New Orleans, Louisiana, to the Louisiana page on Facebook where they're saying they can build their own prison. Well, Louisiana wants to pay 4 cents an hour, and the residents there are saying don't pay them anything. Don't let them make their own electricity. Make them work every day from sunup to sundown. But of course, Louisiana prisons are mostly 65% black, so you got to look at that too. It's a whole lot of things that have to go into consideration. Of course, there are whites being killed, there are Mexicans being killed, there are Puerto Ricans being killed. But the point of Black Lives Matter is because of, we're only like, what, as of 2010 census, black people are only 12% of the American population. But yet, we represent, what, 65%? Of the criminal justice system. Yes, I could talk about some. I could talk about the unfairness of the Trump administration. I could talk about how the children are being treated here in the United States that are considered illegal. I don't consider them illegal because the land was stolen from the Indians and built by African slaves, Black Americans, African Americans. They stole the land from the Indians, then they turned around and made the black people build the United America. I won't call it United. It can't be United to me when there's so much unfairness. Kaepernick did not stand, he kneeled. The worst terrorist in this country is the angry white American. And that's the truth. That is the true terrorist. The Ku Klux Klan, white knights, white nationalists, all of those have always been terrorists. But yet you have these in Chicago killing each other. And I will always believe that is because of the police. No proof, none. But I always will believe the police have something to do with those murders that they are doing. Maybe they're getting paid a few hundred dollars to do it. Maybe they're hungry. Maybe they don't have a choice. Because when you get involved with illegal things, it can usually lead to murder, your own life, your own family life, when you start doing things illegally. And this is not for the police who are doing everything that they're supposed to do. This is really not for you at all. This is only for those who are deliberately murdering. Within a minute, you're putting bullets in people. You have people in chokeholds. You have, not correction, Mr. George Zimmer, who's on the neighborhood watch, head of a neighborhood watch, a part of a neighborhood watch program in Sanford, Florida, South Florida, killing Trayvon Martin, who's only 17 years old. But yet, he takes karate. And yet, they're sitting on the stand calling him a wimp. How is that a wimp? An unarmed 17-year-old. His parents did not even get to see him, won't get to see him graduate from high school, won't get to see him go to his prom, won't have any grandchildren from him. I mean, no one knows what Trayvon Martin could have been. No one knows what Martin Anderson could have been. No one knows because they're dead. They're murdered. And that says everything. If they're murdered and they're dead by people with badges who couldn't do it any other way but through murder, he could have shot him in his knee. He could have shot him in his leg. Or he could have not put any bullets in that 17-year-old at all for walking in a residence, a closed-gated community that his father stayed in. Yes, it was a closed-gated community here in South Florida. So, in South Florida, I'm in Northwest Florida. I'm closer to Dothan, Alabama than anywhere else. So I understand racism. I understand all of that. I understand love also. I know it's wrong to hate. But what I'm saying is you don't have to murder. There's no excuse for murder. And this South Florida verdict for $4 is ridiculous. Come on now. People are saying, well, we underestimated racism. Yeah, you did. Because it's everywhere in my life. Yes, you very much did underestimate racism and how deep it goes. Racism is like a cancer to me. It eats away at a person's flesh and tries to take their soul. Also, I'd like to say, once again, thank you, Mr. Kaepernick. Mr. Colin Kaepernick, I hope I pronounced your name right. I have a habit of getting people's names wrong. And if I have, I apologize for that. I hear background noise myself, so I'm sure you all do too. I'm sure if I hear the background noise, I'm sure you all will too on this show. But all I know is you don't have to murder like that. All these cases of murder, most high-profile cases. Like I said, I have police officers in my family. I have state detectives in my family. I have sisters in law. I have a sister who works for President Bush, Mr. Jimmy Carter, at his foundation in Georgia, President Obama, Senator Hillary Clinton. It's just who went to the same school as Miss Oh, God, forgive me. Forgive me for my lapse of memory. The lady that was the black lady that was Secretary of State under the Bush administration. Mr. Trump, you know why they don't like you? Because you're forthright. You're upfront. They know everything you're getting ready to do. Some people would rather pretend. They say you have a racist agenda. You're the type of white man that I can deal with. It's the one who comes at me with guns and in white robes that I cannot deal with. I don't trust that. But you coming at everyone directly. You let them know how you feel. You let them know that you're a bigot and you don't care who likes it and who doesn't like it. You tell them what you like and what you don't like, and that's why they don't like you. You're straightforward. You're upfront. People would rather for you to sugarcoat and let them not know what's going on. But see, the only problem with that is, me personally, I can deal with a white man like you, because I already know you want to cut out everything. So, you know, I'm preparing for it. I already know you have utterly contempt for racism in you. But then, who doesn't in America? Who can truly say that they have no racism in them? I don't know of anyone who can really say that in this country. I find it hard to believe. I really do that there's anyone in this country who doesn't have some form of racism, even if you're married to a white woman or a white man or a Puerto Rican or Mexican or Latino or Asian. I just find it hard to believe that there's absolutely no one in this country that has racism in them. Because of the history of this country, of segregation, of slavery, of current day American. And you can saw many people say, well, they should be more respectful. The young people, the ones being murdered. Well, they're dead. So you can't get any, so you know that they're still dead. They were still murdered. You understand what I'm saying? If you cannot control your temper, And that you're easily insulted and offended by someone that's darker than you or browner than you, then you should not wear the badge. People should not have to be subservient. The police are supposed to work for the people. But like I said, I have relatives in my family who've been sheriffs over sheriff departments. They've been sheriff deputies, police officers, state detectives of narcotics department, former deans of Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. I mean, I've had some been sheriff's prisoners, just all sorts of things. And I'm telling you, the laws are made. I've had some who have been senators or run for Senate. You have daylight savings plan like John Meredith, my cousin, who is the son of James Mann. He's been on my show 2 or 3 times. He helped with daylight savings plan and other things. He helped to get the immigrants over here to work and then go back home. He helped do that. That was his doing. They could work over here and then go back to their countries. I don't know what the program exactly is called, but he's on my show talking about it. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for murder, and there's no excuse for child abuse. You're abusing those children. Mr. Trump, those children are being abused. You wouldn't want anyone to abuse your children, but neither do they. Neither do they. And everyone here in America is illegal then. You want to hear the truth, because the land was the Indians. You can call them black Indians. You can call them black Indians. You can call them complete Indians. You can say black people were here from the beginning, which I believe that. I do believe that. I do believe black people were here from the beginning. I do believe that part. I really do. I do believe black people have always been here. I believe that America started with, I always will believe that America started with a black man and black woman, that the world started with a black man and black woman. I'm not living in a fantasy world. I know there's evil there. I know there's evil within me, and I know there's good within me. That's Adam and Eve took care of that, with there being evil and dead. You don't have to injure people and kill people. I have family members who've been injured. You don't have to do this. I have family members who've never been. I have a family member now that's barely 31 and is working between Washington, D.C. and another state. And has 40 or 50 employees, you know, under her that she worked, that she is over. And yes, she's a female. She did very well. I have another sister who went back to school. She's almost 32. I have family members, a brother with a PhD in criminal law. I mean, so I have cousins who are, I think he's deceased, who was dean of the Tuskegee University. They're police officers, they're sheriff deputies, they're sheriffs, politicians. I mean, there's no reason to murder people. I'm telling you, because from a long line of police officers and sheriff deputies and sharecroppers and slaves in my family, no one has ever been murdered by them as police officers and sheriff deputies. That's all I'm saying. It's not necessary. That's murder. A lot of these cases are murder. I have too many families that have worn a badge, wearing a badge, that never murdered anyone within the South and the North. So you cannot tell me and the Pacific. And, you know, it's just overseas. I believe I have 1,000 cousins. I know I do, as a matter of fact. And I have 17 brothers and sisters between my father and my mother, my real father, my biological father, whose name I'm not in. But what I'm saying, there's no sense in murdering these people. Don't you see what you, that's murder. All these cases, all these tens of thousands of cases, you've already killed hundreds of people this year already. Hundreds of people have already been killed this year. Hundreds and hundreds of people have been killed. And this is July. December 31st or January the 1st has not even got here yet. You're still killing police officers. What are you doing? If you're that afraid, if you're that scared of black and brown people, or if you're that uncomfortable around black and brown people, you should not be wearing a badge, sir and ma'am. Yeah, I know it's racist white women who are saying that the children are not adorable, but deplorable. Racism is a sin, just like fornication, murder, adultery. It is a sin. Racism is a sin. Racism is like a cancer. You white people, you people of other races who don't particularly care for black people, who think you're better than black people, you really need to check yourselves and look at your own selves in the mirror. You really do. You need to look at your own soul, your own personality. Because murder, injuring people to no end, discriminating every chance you get, is going to land you in hell. All right. So everyone who listened to this show, this is not a psychology class. Just letting you know that I know that the murders are wrong. That every single person that's been murdered, I know, is not necessarily that all of it. I just know that all of it's not just all of those murders in this country are not justifiable homicides or straight out murder, as I prefer to use, but justifiable homicides, a way of sugarcoating everything and making it seem not as bad. I have my own opinions about abortion. I don't believe that a 12 or 13 year old who's been molested should be forced to carry forth a child being raped. I don't believe a woman that's been raped should have to have a child if she doesn't want to. But that's my own personal opinion. All right, if a woman's health is in danger, I don't believe she should have to lose her life to bring forth a life. I'm sorry for those of you who don't agree. But that's my stance. And I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Again, President Trump, you would not want anyone to do that to your children. Your wife is an immigrant. The speculation is she was always illegal before she married you. I mean, it's all kinds of gossip. But that's why they don't like you, sir. President Trump, that's why. Because you're so straightforward. And I think it's great that Kim Kardashian helped the black woman get free from prison. I think she did a great thing. All right. And I'm glad you pardoned her, Mr. Trump. Sometimes it's good to know people in high places, but this does not excuse everything else. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a great day and great weekend.